USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden will travel to Poland later this month. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Addressing how the United States has rallied the world to support the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and democracy.
Biden will also meet with Poland's president and the leaders of the Bucharest 9. The Pentagon is confirming a high-altitude object that entered American airspace was shot down by the military.
The object was about the size of a small car.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder said it was detected flying over Alaska at about 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Efforts are underway to recover debris from the object. The incident comes after a Chinese surveillance balloon flew over the U.S. last week. I'm Dave Collins.
Florida Republicans are passing a new bill that would continue to fund illegal immigrant transfers to out-of-state sanctuary cities of their choice. Passage of the bill comes roughly a day after 100 Haitian immigrants landed in the Florida Keys on a crowded sailboat. Democratic Representative Marie Woodson, who is from Haiti, asked, where's the humanity for these people?
They are leaving because they are fleeing atrocities, rape, dictatorship, and security.
Florida Republicans argue the state is facing an unprecedented surge in illegal immigration and that Floridians should not be forced to pay for it. Millions of people are now homeless following a devastating earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria this week. 7 million Syrians were already forced from their homes because of a civil war that's been raging there. At the same time tonight, we learned the updated death toll from this week's earthquakes has now topped 23,000. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
A Massachusetts man accused of killing and dismembering his wife is expected to be formally indicted by a grand jury soon. Brian Walsh made a brief court appearance this week on Thursday. The video conference lasted less than 5 minutes. Walsh's attorneys say they're still missing key items needed to prepare their defense. GoFundMe has taken down all the pages that were set up to raise bail money for an Arizona cattle rancher accused of killing an illegal immigrant in self-defense last week. George Allen Kelly said he shot the man for trespassing on his property after the illegal immigrant shot at him. The 73-year-old Kelly was arrested Monday, charged with first-degree murder and ordered held on $1 million bail. The Empire State Building will shine once again in rival Eagles colors of Philadelphia if they win Sunday's Super Bowl. It happened last month when the Eagles won the NFC Championship game, frustrating New Yorkers.
I was upset. I couldn't believe the symbol of New York, the symbol of America, did that.
If this was in Philadelphia and they put the Giants, I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
According to the New York Post, Empire State Realty Trust says the practice is a way to attract tourists from around the world to the city and the iconic landmark. Mayor Eric Adams and others made comments that they weren't happy that the Giants' rival is being recognized in New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.